The listening hack that instantly builds rapport. In a world where everyone is clamoring to be heard, true listeners have become increasingly rare. We live in an age of interruptions, distractions, and self-centered conversations where most people are simply waiting for their turn to speak rather than truly understanding what others are saying. This communication breakdown has profound consequences in our personal and professional lives: missed opportunities, misunderstandings, damaged relationships, and lost connections. Yet within this challenge lies an extraordinary opportunity. By mastering just one powerful listening technique, what I call the rapport building hack, you can instantly transform your conversations, deepen your relationships, and develop connections that most people never experience. The ability to truly listen and make others feel genuinely understood is perhaps the most underrated communication skill, yet it delivers results that speaking skills alone never could. The truth is simple yet profound: people don't remember what you say nearly as much as how you made them feel. When someone experiences the rare sensation of being truly heard and understood, they develop an immediate connection with you that can transcend differences, overcome objections, and build trust in record time. Why most people are terrible listeners. Before we dive into the transformative technique that will revolutionize your conversations, it's important to understand why effective listening is so rare. Research suggests that most people listen at only about 25% efficiency, meaning three-quarters of what others say is either misinterpreted, forgotten, or never truly absorbed. There are several reasons for this widespread listening deficiency. The speed gap: we think at approximately 400 to 500 words per minute, but people speak at just 125 to 175 words per minute on average. This difference creates a mental vacuum where our brain fills the space with distractions, planning our response, or completely unrelated thoughts. Ego-centered listening: many people filter everything they hear through the lens of "how does this affect me?" or "what does this mean for me?" This self-centered approach prevents genuine understanding of the speaker's actual message and perspective. Digital distractions: our constantly connected world has dramatically decreased our attention spans and trained us to expect immediate stimulation. Focusing on a single conversation without checking our phones or allowing our minds to wander has become increasingly difficult. Emotional interference: when topics trigger our emotions, whether agreement, disagreement, excitement, or anxiety, our ability to listen objectively decreases significantly as we become caught up in our emotional responses. The result is predictable: most conversations involve two people essentially talking at each other rather than with each other. This creates a tremendous opportunity for those who master the art of genuine listening to stand out and build deeper connections almost instantly. The neuroscience of listening and rapport: what happens in our brains during a conversation is fascinating. When someone feels truly heard, their brain releases oxytocin, often called the bonding hormone, the same chemical released during positive physical touch and other trust-building experiences. This neurochemical response creates feelings of connection, safety, and trust. Simultaneously, when someone experiences being understood, their amygdala, the brain's threat detection center, shows decreased activity. This means they literally feel safer with you, a fundamental requirement for authentic rapport and influence. A comprehensive study on conversation dynamics revealed that the quality of listening had a greater impact on relationship development than any other verbal behavior. Participants who experienced being deeply listened to reported significantly higher feelings of connection, even when the conversation partners had different opinions on important topics. The implication is clear: mastering active listening isn't just a nice communication skill, it's a neurological shortcut to building relationships that would otherwise take much longer to develop. The listening hack: reflective empathy. Now for the transformative technique that can instantly deepen your connections and make you a more effective communicator in any context: reflective empathy. Reflective empathy combines two powerful listening approaches: reflection, accurately mirroring back the content of what someone has said, and empathic understanding, acknowledging the emotional undercurrent of their message. When used together, they create a listening experience that makes the speaker feel deeply understood on both intellectual and emotional levels. Here's how it works in three simple steps. 1. Content reflection: after someone shares something significant, briefly summarize the core of what they've said in your own words. This isn't simply repeating their words verbatim, but demonstrating you've processed and understood their message. Example: so what I'm hearing is that you've been putting in extra hours on this project because you believe in its potential, but you're not seeing the support you need from other departments. 2. Emotional validation: acknowledge the feelings behind their message, even if they haven't explicitly named those emotions. Example: that sounds incredibly frustrating, especially after investing so much of yourself into making this successful. 3. Curious exploration: ask a thoughtful follow-up question that demonstrates genuine interest and helps them explore their thoughts more deeply. Example, what do you think would make the biggest difference in getting the support you need right now? This three-part approach creates a powerful experience of being understood that most people rarely encounter. As demonstrated in this insightful video exploration of connection, when someone feels truly heard, the relationship dynamics transform almost instantly. The transformative power of "Tell me more." Within the reflective empathy approach, there's a simple three-word phrase that carries remarkable power: "Tell me more." These three words, when delivered with genuine curiosity after someone has shared something, accomplish several things simultaneously. 1. They signal that you value what the person is saying. 2. They create space for deeper sharing. 3. They demonstrate you're not rushing to shift the conversation to yourself. 4. They allow the speaker to feel the rare satisfaction of complete expression. A fascinating study on negotiation outcomes found that negotiators who used this simple phrase during discussions achieved settlements that were, on average, 17.4% better than those who didn't, even when other factors were controlled for. The phrase created sufficient psychological safety for more honest disclosure of interests and priorities. "Tell me more" is particularly effective because it's completely open-ended. Unlike specific questions that can inadvertently narrow someone's response, this invitation allows them to take their thoughts in whatever direction feels most important to them, revealing priorities and perspectives you might never have thought to ask about. Mastering nonverbal listening signals. Reflective empathy isn't just about the words you use, it's equally about your nonverbal communication. In fact, research suggests that nonverbal listening cues may account for up to 80% of the feeling of being heard. Here are the key nonverbal components that amplify your listening effectiveness. Eye contact: maintain natural, comfortable eye contact that signals attention without becoming intense or uncomfortable. Cultural norms vary, but generally, maintaining eye contact for about 70% of the time while listening signals engagement without becoming intimidating. Body orientation: position your body toward the speaker, with an open posture, avoid crossed arms. This embodied attention communicates that your full presence is available to them. Mirroring: subtly matching the speaker's energy level, speaking pace, and even certain gestures creates unconscious rapport. This doesn't mean mimicking them exactly, but rather adapting your communication style to complement theirs. Nodding: the simple act of nodding occasionally shows active processing of information. Research indicates that appropriate nodding increases the speaker's comfort and willingness to share more significant information. Vocalizations: small acknowledgments like mmmm, I see, or yes given at appropriate moments demonstrate active engagement without interrupting. As shown in this demonstration of effective nonverbal communication, when these elements align with your verbal reflective empathy, the impact on rapport building is profound. Contextual applications: using reflective empathy everywhere. The beauty of reflective empathy is its versatility across virtually every communication context. Leadership conversations: leaders who master reflective empathy report higher team engagement, more honest feedback, and earlier awareness of potential problems. By creating psychological safety through listening, team members become more comfortable sharing concerns, ideas, and feedback that might otherwise remain hidden. Sales interactions: sales professionals using this approach consistently outperform peers by uncovering deeper customer needs and building trust more rapidly. Rather than rushing to present solutions, they spend more time understanding the customer's situation, reflecting back their understanding, and then tailoring their offering to precisely address the revealed needs. Personal relationships: partners who practice reflective empathy report fewer misunderstandings and faster resolution of conflicts. The technique creates emotional safety that allows for vulnerability and genuine connection even during challenging conversations. Workplace conflicts: when tensions arise between colleagues, reflective empathy provides a structured approach to de-escalation. By ensuring each person feels fully heard before moving to solutions, resolution becomes more collaborative and sustainable. Networking events: while most networkers focus on impressive self-presentation, those who use reflective empathy stand out by creating memorable interactions where new contacts feel uniquely understood and valued. Common mistakes that undermine effective listening. Even with the best intentions, several common pitfalls can significantly reduce your listening effectiveness. Problem solving prematurely: one of the most common mistakes is rushing to offer solutions before fully understanding the situation. This often makes the speaker feel unheard and their problem oversimplified. Reflective empathy requires patience, understanding completely before considering solutions. Story topping: this occurs when someone shares an experience, and you immediately respond with your own bigger, better, or more dramatic story. This shifts attention away from them and onto you, breaking the connection reflective empathy aims to build. Selective listening: focusing only on parts of the message that interest you or that you agree with while mentally dismissing other elements. True reflective empathy requires processing the entire message, including parts that might challenge your perspective. Rehearsing, planning your response while the other person is still speaking guarantees you'll miss critical information. Reflective empathy requires being fully present with their message before formulating your response. Interrupting, even helpful interruptions signal that your thoughts are more important than allowing them to complete their expression. Practiced listeners become comfortable with pauses and silence. Assuming understanding, thinking you know where someone is going with their thoughts often leads to incorrect assumptions. Reflective empathy involves genuine curiosity and checking your understanding before proceeding. As illustrated in this revealing look at communication barriers, these common mistakes can silently sabotage connection without either person recognizing the exact cause of the disconnect. Advanced reflective empathy, the layered listening approach. Once you've mastered the basics of reflective empathy, a more advanced approach becomes possible, what I call layered listening. This approach recognizes that communication happens on multiple levels simultaneously, and truly skilled listeners can engage with all of them. Layer 1, explicit content, the actual words and stated message. Layer 2, emotional subtext, the feelings behind the message. Layer 3, values and priorities, what the message reveals about what's important to them. Layer 4, identity elements, how the message connects to their self-perception and identity. By tuning into all four layers and reflecting elements from each in your response, you create an extraordinary experience of being deeply understood. This depth of understanding creates rapport that might otherwise take months or years to develop. For example, if a colleague says, "I stayed late again to finish the Johnson proposal because nobody else seemed concerned about the deadline," a layered reflective response might be, "So you put in extra hours to ensure the proposal was ready," explicit content, which feels frustrating since it seems the responsibility wasn't shared, emotional subtext. Meeting commitments seems really important to you, values/priorities, and it sounds like being someone who delivers reliable results is part of how you see your professional role, identity, dot. This level of understanding is rare in most conversations and creates immediate depth in professional relationships. A fascinating demonstration of this approach in action shows how quickly it can transform even routine interactions. Measuring your listening effectiveness. How do you know if your reflective empathy practice is actually working? Here are key indicators that your listening skills are creating the rapport-building impact they should. Disclosure depth. People share more significant, personal, or vulnerable information with you than they typically would at that stage of relationship. Conversation flow. Interactions have a natural rhythm without awkward transitions, forced topics, or abrupt endings. Follow-up initiation. Others proactively seek future conversations with you and reference previous discussions. Physical indicators. You'll notice visible relaxation in their facial expressions, posture, and gestures as they feel increasingly understood. Reciprocal curiosity. After feeling thoroughly heard, most people naturally become more interested in understanding you as well. Problem-solving invitation. Instead of just venting or sharing, they actively seek your perspective or advice, a sign of developed trust. Time distortion. Both parties frequently experience the sensation that time passed more quickly than expected during the conversation. If these indicators aren't present, it may be time to reassess how fully you are implementing the reflective empathy approach. Often, subtle adjustments in your listening practice can significantly improve these outcomes. Implementing your listening transformation. Knowing about reflective empathy is one thing; actually integrating it into your daily communication is another. Here's a practical approach to developing this skill. Start small. Begin with lower stakes conversations where you have more mental bandwidth available for conscious practice. Set intentions. Before important conversations, explicitly remind yourself to focus on understanding before responding. Create reminders. Physical cues, like a note on your desk or a symbol on your phone, can help maintain awareness of your listening practice throughout the day. Practice reflection. After conversations, briefly assess your listening quality and identify specific opportunities for improvement. Seek feedback. Ask trusted colleagues or friends if they feel fully heard when speaking with you, and request specific suggestions. Eliminate distractions. Create environments conducive to focused listening by removing digital interruptions and minimizing multitasking. Record yourself, with permission. Occasionally record important conversations to review your listening behaviors objectively. Most importantly, be patient with yourself. Reflective empathy is a sophisticated skill that develops over time with consistent practice. Even implementing it partially will immediately improve your communication effectiveness. Beyond rapport, the broader benefits of reflective empathy. While the immediate rapport-building effect of reflective empathy is powerful, the benefits extend far beyond initial connection. Enhanced problem-solving, by understanding situations more completely before responding, your solutions become more targeted and effective. Conflict prevention, many conflicts arise from feeling misunderstood, reflective empathy prevents these misunderstandings from developing into full conflicts. Improved decision-making, access to more complete information including emotional and contextual factors leads to better decisions in both personal and professional contexts. Reduced stress, both the listener and speaker typically experience decreased stress during conversations characterized by reflective empathy. Expanded perspective, regular practice helps you genuinely understand viewpoints different from your own, increasing cognitive flexibility and empathy. Leadership development, the self-regulation required for reflective empathy builds emotional intelligence, a key component of effective leadership. Negotiation advantage, understanding others' true priorities and concerns gives you significant leverage in finding mutually beneficial solutions. These broader benefits make reflective empathy not just a communication technique but a fundamental approach to more effective human interaction across all domains of life. Conclusion. In a world of constant noise and decreasing attention, the ability to truly listen has become a rare and valuable skill. The reflective empathy approach combining content reflection, emotional validation, and curious exploration provides a practical framework for transforming your conversations and building rapport almost instantly. When implemented consistently, this listening hack creates connections that transcend superficial interactions, builds trust in record time, and establishes you as someone who truly values others' perspectives and experiences. The beauty of this approach lies in its simplicity. It requires no special equipment, minimal time investment, and can be implemented immediately. Yet the impact on your personal and professional relationships can be profound and lasting. The next time you find yourself in conversation, remember that the most powerful thing you can offer isn't your advice, your opinion, or your expertise, it's your complete attention and understanding. In giving others the increasingly rare experience of being truly heard, you create connection and influence that no other communication technique can match. Begin today by choosing just one conversation where you'll fully implement reflective empathy. Notice the difference in both the interaction quality and the relationship development. With practice, this approach will become second nature, transforming not just how others see you, but how you experience and understand the world around you.